Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has thanked Congress for approving his plan to arm and train what he called the moderate opposition's militants fighting against the Syrian government.
Here at home, I'm pleased that Congress, a majority of Democrats and a majority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, have now voted to support a key element of our strategy, our plan to train and equip the opposition in Syria so they can help push back these terrorists. We had already ramped up our assistance, including military assistance, to the Syrian opposition. With this new effort, we'll provide training and equipment to help them grow stronger and take on ISIL terrorists inside Syria. This program will be hosted outside of Syria in partnership with Arab countries, and it will be matched by our increasing support for Iraqi government and Kurdish forces in Iraq.
Obama said the plan is part of Washington's strategy to confront ISIL terrorists in Syria and Iraq. He also praised U.S. allies for contributing to the anti-ISIL military campaign in Iraq. Earlier, the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel appeared before the Armed Services Committee of the House of Representatives and assured lawmakers of the feasibility of the plan. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Dr. Mathar Mathar, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Now, Dr. Mathar, how do you feel about Congress now approving this very quickly? It seems this plan of President Obama to essentially arm and train the very insurgents, it seems, which created this entire issue to begin with.
Yeah, it's disappointing, actually, this kind of decision. And we know that President Obama just 2 months ago, like late of July, he described the notion of arming Syrian rebels by calling it a horseshit. And I don't know what has changed since he stated this in July till now. And he's mentioning the allies of the United States in the region. And we all know those allies who are responsible for boosting ISIS at the bottom line by arming them or funding them. We know that for sure that the funds were sent to ISIS through some charities in Gulf states, in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and also the allies of United States who President Obama mentioned, like Turkey, they are responsible for selling the oil for ISIS and by now like funding their terrorist missions. Now we know that this is not new for arming Syrian rebels, because it started since 2012. And the New York Times, in an article, mentioned the flights of arms that sent to Syrian rebels in Turkey from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, and from Croatia, Zagreb city, to the Syrian rebels in Turkey. So we know that this is not new, but the question is probably, they want to upgrade this limit of arming Syrian rebels. Probably they started already in probably March 2014 to arm them with anti-tank missiles. We saw that the TOW missiles in hands of Hazem movement, and recently in hands of Adiyat Brigade in Latakia.
Dr. Mathar, if I may just come in here, because we just have under a minute left, I do apologize for interrupting you. I wonder then, if all of this is happening, as you said, and they want to upgrade the abilities of these what they call the moderate opposition, is this not going to hurt U.S. interests even in the region?
Yes, it is. And these arms, sooner or later, it's going to end up in hands of ISIS or hands of Jabhat al-Nusra. We have to know that the evil is not only ISIS. Jabhat al-Nusra is just under different brand name. And the Syrian rebels, or the so-called moderate, will be radicalized in Saudi Arabia when they will be trained there. We expect those anti-tank missiles will end in hands of ISIS. They will sell them to ISIS militias. So we know that this move is gonna fuel the fire in Syria. It's not gonna end any. And also, we have to know that the Americans must be prepared to intervene, probably on the ground, because they will not watch those so-called moderate hit by the Syrian army, and they will just watch them. This is the big question. Are they going to
Okay, and on that note, I do apologize, Dr. Matar. It seems time has gotten the best of us. But, of course, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us, as always. That was Dr. Matar, political commentator, who is speaking to us live from New York.